abutted them. Father, let's back up a little bit here. You had an experience that you didn't like one day. This has been way back when Bog was born in 1909, was it?
Yep.
All right. What happened today? You were out cultivating beans in the lot or something, and what happened? I got it marked here.
Well, mother got a call for her 14th child. I got the doctor up. This boy was born. 14th of July. She had 14 babies, and he had to wait a day not come on her birthday.
There was 14 of you all together?
Yeah. And her birthday was the 14th. I think I got that right. And his was the next day. Didn't mean much, but it's been nice being on a birthday.
I'm curious about the name Bog. There used to be a Bog home in Albion. Now, is there an Italian here?
I think there is.
My brother was named after him.
Just as a family friend or something like that?
No, I don't think so. Just knew him. Virgil Bog, he run a nursery. There were three of those Bog boys, I think. One had one over towards Batavia. I think it's still Bog over there. And there's one, had one up around that Norville.
The one on Albion ran a nursery too?
Oh yeah, he had one on Clarendon Street.
Clarendon Street, and that went through to where the hospital land came off of that. Didn't it?
No. His nursery's on the east side.
On the east side, all right.
You know where the new town building
yes.
is? Well, just south of there, there's a street in there, there's a little house there.
That's the
only house left.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And this, they don't really like the name, and he gave my brother Cheviot Lamb for name after. And he came down there, and they never knew when and farther he went.
Well, I know the rest of the story. I can tell you that, but not on this tape. But the taverns, they were at the corner of 98 and Lee Street. There was two or three of them, which complicates the things. You say Wolcott's house was one of them?
That's where it was. I can remember where that was running. Right there.
That was a tavern there?
Yes, sir.
What year would that been, Father? I never heard this one.
Oh, I can't tell you the year.
How old were you?
Oh, it was probably around 10, 12.
Okay, that put it approximately 1905 then.
No, it was 1912 when it was.
Oh.
I was 7 years old in the other century. I was born in 93.
All right.
10, I'd be 17. Well, it was before that, possibly.
George Wolcott's house was a tavern.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever heard of where any other taverns around those corners were? Well, I'll just have to keep asking then, won't I?
Why, you think there was another?
There's at least two taverns.
30, you said.
At least two taverns in the years past on those corners, and I think possibly there was three of them.
Huh.
But there's no evidence. I mean, there's no foundations left or a pile of scrub that you could say, well, let's look and see if this is the foundation for something.
Unless it's that old house across Wolcott's on Wesley Road. I don't know who lives in it. It's a pretty shaggy-looking place, you know, that big one.
I think that might have been a tavern.
I would say
house.
So. That's a big house.
Yeah.
That's the Frank Freeman home.
Frank Freeman.
I think Vag owns it now, Harry Vag or his son.
I'll look that up sometime at the county records and see how far back that goes and that name.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we were anxious to locate those particular taverns in that period of time. Now, what else have we got?
I thought maybe I could enlighten you, but you know about this down here, the Mineral
Springs. Well, you just told me about the Mineral Springs Tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That there was someone that gave away the Mason's secrets.
Right.
And he was, that's as far as they tracked him. He wasn't, no one knows. Maybe the Masons know, but I don't mean to ask you.
Well, I can tell you the story. It's public after we're off this tape, but then I want to get you on the tape.
Huh?
I want to get you on the tape.
While we're back to 1900, Father, tell us about some of those big wages you got in those days. Something like...
Not 1900.
Well, I don't know, 10 cents a day sometime or other.
Yeah, it was 10 cents a day.
When?
Oh, probably 15. No, I must have been after 15, because I went to school when I was 16.
So it's after 1910.
Not around there somewhere, I guess.
How long a day was that 10 cent a day?
Huh?
For 10 cents, how long a day was it?
As long as you wanted to work.
I mean, like from 6 till 6, or?
7 till 6, probably. Well, I don't know. It was in the winter. It couldn't be 7 to 6. Tell you what it's drawing. It happened right down here. You know where Harry Thompson lived.
Yeah.
Well, I worked for him. He fed steers, had it in the pen, you could get a fork in about that far in the manure, and they had a team of horses and a sleigh. They'd load that sleigh up, then go out in the field and spread it. 10 cents an hour.
10 cents an hour or 10 cents a day?
Oh, not 10 cents a day.
Oh, that's why I was wondering.
Okay. 10 cents an hour is cheap enough.
I know it.
Yeah.
I thought you told me something else.
And right today, there's an awful lot of people who are working for 12 cents a minute.
And more than that.
$9 an hour is 12 cents a minute.
$8.40.
Well.
All right, yeah, $8.40.
Bill Morton's son down there, you went down.
Yeah.
Bill told me Saturday night. His son lives right down here.
Yeah, I know.
He works at Kodak. He told me he's getting $12 an hour. That's 20 cents a minute.
And you work for 10 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Father, when you were working for Harry Thompson, tell us about Harry's barn, when it was built, and how it was built, and where the lumber came from.
He got that built in 1905. First, I was just a kid. And I went to raising. You know the raising, they're timbers. They put a frame up, they don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, maybe you ought to describe this for the tape.
Yeah, pike poles and stuff.
The frame was all put together and pegged on the ground.
Yeah, they draw the logs up there. They drew the logs up from north of Richie's Corners on the east side. It was hemlock logs. They had a sawmill. They saw them there.
At the barn, right?
The barn, yeah. The first, and when they had the raising, people come in, you know, neighbors and everyone. Did when I built my barn here in 42, last raising I went to. Anyone else, I guess.
Right.
And they had tables out in front, just like a picnic. There wasn't no cider or anything. Sometimes they had cider. They didn't want any cider around those heavy timbers. Fellow from Perry Center built it.
Now, where was this Thompson place exactly?
Right down across from Dibley's down there. Harry Thompson.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm talking about the tape, so somebody can write this down.
It's on the Culver Road.
On the Culver Road.
Culver Road.
North of the swamp.
This is the big place on the east side?
West side.
On the west side.
Mm-hmm. They ain't got no barn on the east side. They told that.
Oh, it's just the barn, all right.
Yep.
So everybody got ready. They started to lift up the one side of the framework.
They had what they called pipe poles with a sharpened, probably 5/8, wasn't more than 5/8, half inch pointed stick, iron in the middle, or in the end. And they get up as far as they could raise, then they had short ones, and they had longer ones. That's why you didn't want any drink around. And that was on top of an 8-foot wall, probably. No more than that, I guess.
Yeah, it's a basement barn.
It's a big barn.
Well, after the framework was all up, and you had the rafters up.
Well, they put the rafters up the same time.
Yeah. They had lots of people to hand it up.
Yeah, they put them up the same time to raise the barn.
How would you put the rafters together in the middle? There's nothing underneath but a framework. How'd the man get up there to put the two pieces of the rafter together from each side?
They put them all together on the ground.
All together in the barn. Yeah. All right.
They use an inch board on each side of them and drive them. Quite a few nails in them. Reed knows he helped drive, put mine on.
And you had a barn raising yourself for this barn out here back in 1942.
Got the pictures to prove it. I took them.
Could we get some copies of those for the historical?
Yeah.
Well, you've got the negatives. We'll have copies made.
We'll hunt
them up. We'd appreciate it.
Okay.
So that's got to be the last barn raising in the county.
Right, it is. It is.
I think it was.
Yeah. Ever been one since.
No. I've been to several other barn raisings around Richie's Corners after.
Oh.
Way back when I was a kid. I was just a kid, see, I wasn't helping put them up.
Well, after the rafters were up, the barn was up as far as the community was concerned. I mean, the barn was raised.
Yeah.
Well, then you had a party?
Dinner. We didn't, I had Pop.
Well, the rest of them had. That's what John wants to know back in the old days.
Well, I'm thinking of games and things like that, because I've read of wrestling matches and so forth that they'd have after a raising as part of the celebration.
Oh, yeah? How about that?
And once the work was done, the food came out, and you had refreshment and games and... they have wrestling matches and things. I just wondered if you did that when you were a kid.
Well, it takes quite a while to put a barn up. It's getting towards night when they get them up. I'd never went to a raising only Thompson's down here where they had that was a big barn. It's a L barn way up on the wall. See, mine is just on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But you get on a 9-foot, it must be a 9-foot wall anyway, and then have it on top of that.
So one way's up. You have a 16-foot post in a normal barn. Will that be right, 16-foot? No, is it more than 16? Or is it 6? What is the length of your post in your barn out here? What's a normal barn?
Yeah, I think it's 16-foot siding, I think.
Yes,
I think 16 feet.
So you take 16 feet, timbers, plus say 8 or 9 foot wall, you're getting up in the air pretty far, John. Then the top of the rafter is going to be off the ground.
If I remember, that's why
about 40 feet.
That's why you didn't want to take your barn down by yourself and climb around. It's a long way up there.
Something like that, you wouldn't. pretty risky.
Well, my barn is right on the ground. I thought it got a little higher. Didn't get the wall quite high enough in front. And I got a 30-foot ladder, and that'll just go up. It won't touch the. It'll catch the hay fork track. You got to put it straight up. So mine is 30-foot.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. How did you go about getting the foundation in for your barn? That's all fieldstone, hand laid.
Cement.
Yeah. You poured it.
We poured it ourselves.
You mix it?
We had a fella come up with a mixer.
You used to pour it in the trench.
Huh?
You didn't pour the trench.
No, he didn't pour the trench. He just poured the floor. Yeah, we poured it ourselves.
I'm talking about the wall itself.
Yeah.
It was just fieldstone putting the trench in this part. Then the concrete from the surface of the ground up.
We built that, didn't we? Mix our own mortar?
Yeah, but you didn't put concrete in the ground. You just fill it full of fieldstone.
Oh, yeah, from the surface down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
And from the ground level to the where the barn sits is concrete. Yep. Well, let me see, Father. In the old days, right here, what else are you going to do here? Just have to think. You remember anything about those wells they drilled over there south of Bucklands for Albion Waterworks? Went a couple wells over there. That ring the bells to you?
Yeah, they drilled them. On the east side there, where Wilkin lives, back about a mile on the...
You're talking Melvin Buckland's bait farm.
Here, on the south there? Is that where the wells are? South of 31A?
But yeah,
woods?
Yeah. Right. Well, right across from Clay Pittman. They get down there pretty near a mile in the woods. They drill in the woods back there.
Yeah, well, it's south of Buckland's farm.
That'd be where Mel Buckland lived.
Right.
A little bit east of him, in fact.
Oh, what they try and do, drill for artesian wells?
Albion Waterworks.
And they didn't get any water?
Oh, I don't know. They messed around.
Yes, they did, because Bucky put in some pumps back there, didn't he? Supply his pond with. I'm sure he did.
I don't know. Maybe he did.
But you don't remember too much about the wells, then?
No, I don't know much about that.
Okay.
What was I going to say?
Going back to an alley.
Well, I guess I told you there used to be an alley across from north of Sneezy Snyder's.
Right.
Yeah, I don't remember.
When did electricity come into this part of the country?
Well, if I had a good memory, I could tell you, because I just read it yesterday. I got a book about all about Elvia.
Oh, I mean out in the country.
Oh.
When did you get electricity in this house?
1938.
38, was it?
That's only because they dropped the rate. They used to have a line charge on these lines out in the country. In the 30s, when money was tight, the $5 a month it was, minimum, and that seemed like a lot of money. So Father didn't put the power in until 1938, when they dropped it down to $2 a month, minimum. We got it in December, just before Christmas.
Was that a metered type of thing at that time?
Oh, yeah. Same thing we got now.
Yeah. No, I mean where you put the quarter in the meter and you had electricity for the next 24 hours.
Oh, no.
You never had that out here?
Never heard of it, no.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Where'd you go, sure.
Like my father earned his way through his first year at the college selling electric meters right over around Gregory Street and Linden Street and then through there where you stayed. Those houses were all on the one time he sold those meters, and you went out and you put quarters in them, and this is how you got your electricity.
Well,
you fed the meter.
Was that 25 cycle or
25 cycle at that time. They didn't bring it in until 28 or 29 with 60 cycle.
Is that right? See the
Buffalo in 1940 was still on 30 cycle, 25 cycle parts of it.
Well, they started changing over. See, Brockport had 60 cycle, I guess, but they started changing over Holly and us up in here in 1941, I believe it was. Then the war came and they had to stop. And they finished up over at Lockport and Byron and Elba way about 1951 or two. Very interesting. Father, you might want to tell John about some of the house parties they had down at Dibley's and Thompson's in the old days here. What they were like.
Well, they used to have house parties around and have some good times. Had lots of good eats,
When did you have them on, Saturday nights?
I imagine so. I was pretty young.
Well, this be where everybody brought some food and, or one family put the party on, or what?
No, the gingerbread brought it.
Do we have covered dish dinners now? This is Paula DeMalville.
Same thing, I suppose, yeah. About when you lived up in Fletcher's there, and your father made some syrup out in the lot on, with a kettle or something?
Yeah, I was telling him, well, we talked about that, didn't we, before?
No.
Tape?
No, no, not the tape. You were telling me about it.
Oh. Well, yes, I mentioned about the kettle.
Well, you mentioned you had the cauldron downstairs yet, but you didn't mention never using it for maple syrup, would it be?
Yeah, I used to put up the tripods, you know, chains and hook on the kettle and put a fire in under it, open fire.
And you threw the sap in the kettle and boil it down, right?
Yeah, kettle it, get it down so low, and then bring it down home and clarify it, they say. You used to think, put a hull of eggshell and all in.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the eggshell.
And you do that with coffee?
Yeah?
Settles the ground, it takes the, settles the grounds out of the coffee.
Is that right?
Because didn't your Uncle George used to make syrup down here?
Yeah.
It seems like your brother Bill told me about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's down there. Well, they had an arch then. They had the old foundation, just a rough thing. And then they used to have a thing to put on. You've seen them wooden things, put it out, you pour over your shoulders.
A yoke?
Yoke.
Yeah.
Well, they had one of those, and they put a pail of something. They didn't have milk pails or milk cans them times. We came way up 3/4 of a mile, bring up the house to clarify. They probably got $2, $1.50, $2 a gallon.
This has been partially boiled down syrup, you mean?
Huh?
This has been syrup they're carrying up the house, you mean?
Yeah, after they got it boiled down.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing tell how strong it was.
Hmm.
Well, we was talking about dry houses. When we lived up here on Fletcher's, there was an old barn stood right across the road, right next to the road. And they had a dry house there sometime or other, because we used to find the sticks of sulfur. They used sticks then, I don't know what they did use later on. That must have been way back quite a while.
Father, you mentioned tonight that in this old book that you remember this F.H. Brookston son. Tell us what establishment that was.
Tell what?
Tell us about it. They sold coal and wood and...
Oh, that's right across from where Peruna used to be.
That's where Peep Dragon's Albion Green Company is right now, right? And that's...
That's on...
West Academy, is
West
it?
West Academy.
Yep, right next to the railroad, right?
It's just west of Lipton's. Backs right up to Lipton. Must back. You don't remember anything about being anything in there?
No.
Is that where Vicks used to be? Had their
yep.
John Deere agency?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And this Brookston son was going back in what, way back when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Vicks is where Albion, Iowa is now. Was when I came to town.
Who?
Vicks.
Was where?
Vicks Implement,
Gee, I don't think so.
Fire Machinery, where Albion Oil is now.
Could it? Art Ferris had that for years. Vicks Fire Machinery wasn't where Albion Oil is now, is it?
No. Just east of it. Where Mallory used to be.
Was Dixon there one time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Well, that's been torn down then.
No. The building's still there, that brick building right across from, right directly east of Albion Oil.
Right on the corner.
The opposite side.
Southeast corner.
Brick building. Top Albion building right now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But originally, Vix was down there across from the Albion Green, where this building used to be.
Yeah, Vix was there. I think they're there at the same time. They just expanded.
I see, because I remember they used to have a great big bushel-sized hunk of coal out there all the while.
Yeah.
For years. Well, this Brooks is back in business when you were growing up then, huh?
Yeah, more or less. Because I remember all the people in there.
Hmm.
Most of them, I don't see all.
Well, they sold, what they do? Was just sell coal and hay and stuff, or they have a livery stable, or what?
Oh, they sold farm machinery. They sold John Deere, I think.
This Brooks? I'm talking about Brooks.
Oh, Brooks. They didn't have John Deere then.
No, I'm sure they didn't.
No, just hay and coal. I don't know how they sold any hay. Wasn't much of a building there. Hay is bulky.
How about Bowles and Crother? You remember anything about them?
Oh, yeah.
Where were they?
It was down where the Acme Storage is.
Where's the Acme Storage? Let me see. That down...
Down...
Railroad tracks down by Clarendon Street?
Yeah.
What is that street called, John? I forget.
Fruit Street, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
And that was what was down there? Acme Storage?
Acme Storage, but the...
Bowles and Crother.
They was the coal, cement. We made cement blocks. That's quite a book.
Yeah, but we're interested in anything you can tell us about Bowles and Crother.
Oh, well, I can't tell you much about them.
Pretty far to go, huh?
Crother run himself after a while. I think he was in where Wolf is.
How about this Brown's Drive Barn and Livery? You remember anything about that?
Oh, yes. I know all about all of it.
Where was that one?
That was on Liberty Street.
Liberty, whereabouts?
Well, that'd be about across from... Well, where the... Trust company is. Well, the trust company is on Main Street, but back, wait, they've got a parking lot in back.
Okay, they've been on the east side of Liberty Street?
No.
West side?
Brown was on the west side. Yeah.
Quite a big looking place here.
Yeah. And there's a fellow by the name of George Kuhn on that.
Yeah, he, off a little thing. A little different. Do you ever remember seeing. The barge is towed down the old Erie Canal before it was converted to the barge canal?
No. I can remember when the barge canal was enlarged.
Yeah, well, before that, that's what I'm talking about, before that.
I think there's some pictures in there that they had some coal companies. Shores Brothers was down back of the police station on the canal, I think. And there was, I knew there was down there something. And they had a, must have had a arm that went out with a bucket on it. They must have got over the canal, and they'd fill that bucket and swing it back and bring it into the bins in there.
I knew John Shorts.
Huh?
I knew John Shorts.
Did you?
Yeah.
That was young Johnny.
Well, when I knew him, he wasn't young.
Huh?
When I knew him, he wasn't young.
No? Well... How long have you been up here?
20 years.
Well, he wouldn't be young then. He could have been the old fellows, because there's old men when I was a kid.
Oh, John Shorts was a good 75 when I knew him. He's been gone 4 or 5 years now.
Well, I knew him. He was a short guy.
Yeah.
How about this Burt Olney Canning Company?
Well, that's the first time the first can company had in here.
Where was that? Where Snyder's used to be?
Yep. Snyder's, I think it's Birdside one time.
Well, that doesn't tell me a darn thing.
No, it doesn't. That's
You can remember them, huh?
No.
No.
Well, tell us where it was, Father. It's on East Avenue, right?
The only...
Yeah. Well, it's right where those buildings up in front. What is it, industrial something?
Oh, that's the industrial center?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't part. It's back of there on the railroad.
That was the only
canning company, yeah. Snyder?
Wasn't there a canning company where the EMP buying office is? On the corner of Academy and West Avenue?
Yeah, Thomas Sweet.
That was a cannery in there.
Yep. Then Page had one down on Fruit Street. Across from where the Acme, west of Bogues' home was. We didn't finish out that Bogues' home.
Yes, that's right. Well, you have located right for the...
That's right on the corner of Clarendon and 31.
Now, how did they come to make that a home for boys? Why did they make that decision?
It tells in this book. I think I'll let you take that book sometime. It tells all about it. This Bogue left the money for that home.
Mm-hmm.
You can't remember Charlie Howard.
I remember Charlie Howard.
Well, his mother ran that for a while. I don't know, it's too bad they had to give it up. Well, the state is getting too severe. Look at the nursing homes we used to have in Albany. Had four or five, didn't we?
Right.
We haven't got a one today, have we?
Not that I know of.
Not that I know of.
I ran into somebody, and I can't think who it is now, that grew up in the Bogue home.
In the Bogue home?
Yeah, somebody from around Albany. I forget who it was.
Yeah, I imagine. It had to be someone, because they had children in there.
It was all just boys.
Huh?
Just a home for boys.
Charlie Howard's mother run it. And Mrs. Dawson worked for her, I think. Did you hear anything about where the park is out there? The fellow by the name of...